Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Mem Dalet, mitzvah 44, the mitzvah of Pidyon Amma Ivriya, the redeeming of an Amma Ivriya, of a Jewish maidservant. As we said yesterday, there are a number of mitzvahs related to Amma Ivriya. Yesterday we had the mitzvah of quote-unquote marrying an Amma Ivriya, Yid Amma Ivriya. Today is Pidyon Amma Ivriya. Ved Hashem, tomorrow will be the Isser to sell an Amma Ivriya in a certain way. And then finally, the mitzvah of the obligations to an Amma Ivriya, which happens to also be certain obligations related to marriage. But today we have the mitzvah of Pidyon Amma Ivriya. As the Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, I'll read you the psukim because we're going to be medayik in them in a minute. So the halacha is, after the first parsha in Mishpatim discusses Eved Ivri, the Torah tells us, V'yimkar ishes bitol amma, if a man sells his daughter to be an amma, lo seitse kitseis ha'avadim. She does not go out like avadim go out. We'll have to talk about what that means. And then it says, Imra'a be'enei aduneha asher lo ya'ada ve'hefta. If it is evil, meaning if the adon, the master, does not fulfill yi'ud ve'hefta, or redeem her, which is today's mitzvah, he cannot sell her to an amnachri, which is tomorrow's mitzvah. So that word vehefda is one of the mitzvahs asei daraisas to redeem an amma ivriya. We'll see what that means. But then it continues. Ve'im livno yi'adena. K'mishpat abanas yi'asalah. As we discussed yesterday, if yid is done to the son and not to the master, then he has to fulfill all the regular mitzvahs that are done to banos. Im acheres yikach lo, sherek sesvonasa lo yigra. That is the source for the mitzvah of Pidyon. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Bechoros that Pidyon is really a flip side of Yiyud. As the Torah describes, there are three possibilities to what could be done to this Amma Ivriya. When the Amma Ivriya is sold, either Yiyud must be done, the master must marry her in the form of Yiyud, or the son must marry her in the form of Yiyud, or Pidyon must be done, which we'll see is basically setting her free. What's the order? What's the lachanchila? What's the bidyavid? So we alluded to this back when we discussed Petach Hamor, but the Mishnah says in Bechoros at the end of the first parak. Why is this there? Because Bechoros is all about Petach Hamor. So the Gemara there, the Mishnah there says, "Ruatzal of doso arfo meachor v'kovro." If the one does not want to redeem the Petach Hamor, you break its neck in the back and bury it. Remember the Netziv. We spoke about the symbolism of this in terms of potential. Mitzvahs hapadiya kodemes the mitzvahs arifa. If you have a choice, they're both mitzvahs, but the mitzvah of pidiya, of redeeming the firstborn donkey onto a sheep, comes before arifa. Shenemar im lo sifte ba'arafto. This is if you didn't redeem ba'arafto. Next line. Mitzvahs ye'ida kodemes la mitzvahs ha'pidiya. Ye'ida comes before pidiya. Meaning it's best, the ideal is for yid to be done, yesterday's mitzvah. If not, then you have this mitzvah of pidiya, shenemar asher lo ya'ada ve'hefta. But if you didn't do yid, then you have to have hefta. And then, of course, the third, there's three mitzvahs that we have, three that are really six mitzvahs that have this type of framework. Mitzvahs ha-yibum kodemes le-mitzvahs chalitza. Yibum comes before chalitza. And then the Mishnah says, barishona shayimachat mischadon l'shei mitzvah. That's originally. Nowadays, we don't do yibum anymore. Nowadays, even in the times of the Mishnah, 2,000 years ago, they didn't do yibum. V'yachshav shayimachadon l'shei mitzvah, amru mitzvah chalitza kodemes le-mitzvahs yibum. Right? That's what we have. Okay, those are the three mitzvahs that we have on order and a relationship. That's by Arifa and Pidyon, Yiud and Pidyon, and Yibum and Chalitza. Those are the three mitzvahs in the Mishnah in Bechoros on Daf Yud Gimel. Rav Sarotskin says, even within the three possibilities that a master has to do, Yiud versus Pidia, there's three possibilities. There's Yiud of the Adon and the Yiud of the son. Which is there a lachanchila within that? We didn't touch on that yesterday. Is there a lachanchila before you get to Pidyon? So says Rav Sarotskin, Lazayim LaTorah, he thinks it's meduyik in the psukim. Because what do the psukim say? The psukim say, if it's ra'a be'enei adoneha, and he doesn't do yiud, vehefta. But the next pasuk says, ve'im livno yiadena, in the positive. So the negative is used by the father, and the positive is used by the son. So he says, it's alluding to the fact that the son is the lachanchila. Yiud beno, then yiud adon, and then pidyon. Those are the three levels. Why is that? He says, v'nifla hadavar, shebo namra mitzvah balashan asher lo, ki'ilu ratzta ha'torah shelo ya'ada. It's as if the Torah is alluding that the father, the adon, shouldn't do yiud. U'bibno balashon ve'im livno, gilui das, shator rotze yoser. Why? Because Chazal tell us that we try to have a marriage where they're generally in the same ballpark of life. They're not in different, there's not, shouldn't be a generation gap between the husband and the wife. As Chazal tell us, Shemasiyin lo etza hogenes lo. In some cases of chalitza, we advise the man and the woman to do chalitza instead of yibam. Shem haya hu yelad v'hi zakena, hu zakin v'hi yalda, we say klach etza shekamoscha, v'altaklis k'sada l'tok b'sechas. Yivam ez adaf kuval. So here too, the Ame Ivriya, she's a katana. If she's a gdola, she's no longer an Amar Ivriya, except that Ramban that we mentioned yesterday. But Pashtas, she's a katana. So she's going to marry the father. So that's why it's better for him to marry the son. That's what's alluded to in the language of that pasuk. That's Aznayim Latara. So we have the three levels. So we have Yiud Bino as number one, Yiud Adon as number two, the father, and number three is the mitzvah of Pidyon that we have here. Okay, so what exactly is the mitzvah of Pidyon? Says the Sefer Achinuch. Lifdos Ama HaIvriya, to redeem, to be pode in Ama Ivriya, pidyon always means a change of status from one to the other. When we're pode meiser sheni, we take the kedusha on the fruit and we put it onto money. We take the kedusha of money and put it onto fruit. When we're pode pidyon aben, we change the status. We take the kedusha, so to speak, on the son and we change it onto the money. That's pidyon. See here too, zu mitzvah zaseh. It's a mitzvah zaseh. Klomar she yisayeya haadon ha. The mitzvah is that the Adon helps her out in her own redemption. We'll talk about exactly what that is. How does he have to help her? The Yitain La Makom Lashuv Lebesavia. And he helps her in a way that she can return to her father's house. The father sold her originally because he was very, very poor. But if the Adon gives a certain financial arrangement and helps her out, and he supported her for two years, that this girl wasn't on the head of her father, so her father maybe was able to get his feet on the ground now, and now he can take his daughter back in a financial setting. So that could be a big help. So if an Adon can help her with her pidyon, v'yitin l'makom l'shuv l'beisaviyah, k'mosh amru z'chonu l'vracha, as Chazal say in Kiddushin, shemigareya pidyona v'teitse. What do we do? We're migareya pidyona. What does that mean? Klomar. Rashi also says this on Chumash. Shem lakcha b'shishim dinarim l'sheishanim. For example, if the Adon bought her for 60 dinarim for 6 years, as we said, because it's 7 years, but I'm in Ivriya, one of the ways that they go out is after six years, the Avda Shalosh, she worked for 3 years, the Kavsa Shloshim dinarim sheyikhem vishalchena. So what should she do? If she is able to pay off the rest, the 30 dinarim for the last 3 years, v'lo yitun aleha shetashlim shos avodas al kapanim, he shouldn't complain in taina and claim, no, I want you to work. I need you to work. I don't want to, I know you have the money, but I need you to work, so I'd rather not accept it. No, he can't say that. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa for him to allow it. O sheyomar, or for him to say, ma'osi hayu b'telos etzla. You know what? You had the money for the past 3 years. I could have invested it. I could have invested it. Tosifli revach im tirtzal atzeis. You want to go free? So give me interest. Whatever I could have profited with this money, so you have to pay that for me. That's the siyua according to the chinuch. The siyua is that whatever money was accepted or paid at the beginning, that is split over 6 years. Or if Yovel comes before that, split over the years to Yovel, and you split it up equally. And the husband / Adon cannot say, no, I want to keep you and I want to accept your money, or I want more money. Either of those he cannot say. That's how he is misayeya. She'ein ze ki im roa lev, because this is evilness of heart. Ule b'nei Yisrael she'im b'nei malachim, and to the b'nei Yisrael who were from royalty, rachmanim b'nei rachmanim, as I mentioned yesterday or 2 days ago from the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, where we are Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomlei Chasadim, the abbreviation Chaver. So because we come from that, Ra'ui Lahem Lazos Chesed and Abrios. So therefore it's right for us to do Chesed and Abrios. Avki Wa'asher Avdum, even to those that are serving us. We still have to be nice to them, and we must be nice to them. Afilu Yom Echad, even if it's only for one day, if they want to go free, we must help them go free. The Chizkuni, also, one of the Rishonim on the Pasuk has a different shot of what does siyua mean. Again, the Chinuch says siyua means we accept if they have the money. And number two, we don't ask them for interest. We don't ask them for to pay for the investments that I could have made. The Chizkuni has a different shot. He says, V'yim tomar eza siyua v'eza giron yesh lo me'adoneha. What kind of siyua? He's getting his money back. So how is he helping? Not helping at all. He gets his 30, he spent 30 dinar of work, and now he's getting the 30 left. He says, no. Yeshlomar Kimlan, we know, Shehi Chashuva La'asos Kol Malacha V'chol Mine Avdus B'Shalosh Shanim HaAchronos. Yoser Mishi Betchilas HaShalosh Shanim HaRishonos. Remember, this girl is sold when she's a ketana, so she could probably do more work when she's 11, 10, and 9 than she could do when she's 3, 4, and 5. So the money that was paid really was not paid equally for all the years. There's a lot more money that was paid for the later years than the earlier years. So you know what the other could say? It was 60, but I paid you 10 for the early years and 50 for the later years. So I want 50 back. I only got 10 worth of work. Says the Chizkuni, that's the siyua. No, we make it equal. Sharik tana haisuk shinim keres betchila sharim rishodas. Kamash balan vehefda. Right? Ukeshet teitzei hi mirshu so. When she goes out of his rishus, lo yimna ima lufi mashehi shave b'shalosh shanim achronos. He shouldn't just go by, oh, what he could have gotten in these last 3 years. Ela megareya mipidyona me'ashanim sheshim shaso v'itachzer lo me'ashanim anoseres lekol shana v'shana shishis hakesef. Right, a sixth of the amount, that is what is required for him to do. That's the siyua. So two pshatim in the siyua, the Sefer HaChinuch has one, and the Chizkuni has another one. How exactly is this done? Megareya pidyon v'yotze, and where is the source for this? So the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin on Taf Tezayinim and Aleph is the source. The Gemara, the Mishnah there says that an Eved Ivri goes out, and an Am Ivriya goes out with Giraon Kesef. So the Gemara says, Amar Chizkiya to Amar Kra, v'hafte malami shemegareya pidyon v'yotze. Interesting, I just want to read the continuation of the Gemara there, in Kiddushin Tev Zayin, because that is the source for the status of an Am Ivriya. We mentioned this yesterday, but this is the Gemara that says it. Tanev, Akonis, right, the Eved Ivri or the Am Ivriya can be koneh themselves with money, kesef, or shava kesef, or with a shtar. So what kind of shtar are we talking about? This was one of the ways that they go free. Bishlama kesef, says the Gemara, dechsev mi kesef miknaso, shava kesef nami, yashav gulas amar rachmano, abba shava kesef kesef. So if the woman in the giron that we're talking about, the mitzvah pidyon, she could give the master money, or anything worth money, if she has a chair that's worth money, any type of shava kesef. Ela hai shtar hechidami, what type of shtar are we talking about? Says the Gemara, Ilema da Kasav Lashtara Admei. Is it an IOU? Is the Am Ivriya, for this mitzvah daraisa, is the Am Ivriya allowed to give the master an IOU? I owe you money? So, says the Gemara, that won't work, because even if we say it should work, Hainu Kesef. That's Kesef. Shtar Admei and IOU is exactly Kesef. So, what do you mean Kesef and Shtar in the Mishnah? It's a form of Kesef. So, Ela Shichrur. Shtar, right? El Shichur. We're talking about Shtar Shichur, that the Adon gives a Shtar Kinyan, a Shtar that says, I am freeing you. That's what Shtar means. Says the Gemara, Shtar Lameli. Why would you need such a thing? Ba'api Trezil. Why can't he just say, leave? Inami Ba'api Beidinazil. Why does he have to give her anything? Why can't he just say, leave? Amar Rava, and here's the line, that's important for today's mitzvah, for yesterday's, for tomorrow's. Zoso Meretz, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. An Eved Ivri's Guf is niknet to the master. V'harav shemachal al gir ono, ein gir ono machal. The rav can't just be mochel. I'm mochel, meaning go free. No, he has to be a formal type of kinyan. Right, because there's a kinyan aguf here. What does it mean, a kinyan aguf? So this is where the Ramban says, and the Ritva and the Rashba quote this idea of the Ramban. There are two aspects of the kinyan that a master has in an Eved Ivri, Am Ivriya. Number one, Eved Ivri is a kinyan mamon, and it's a kinyan isser. The kinyan isser in the Eved Ivri, as we mentioned yesterday, is what allows him to marry a woman who is half not Jewish. How can he marry a Shifcha Kananis? That comes from the Kinyan Isser. But that Kinyan Isser is also what is responsible for the fact that he can't just say go free. Because why? What if it's just a issue in Mamanis, I could say go free. If you owe me $100, I could say I'm Ochelet. You don't have to pay me. Right? But here he can't do that. The Gemara says he can't do that. So it must be that there's more here. There is a Kinyan Isser, and that is why. For the Pidyon, Megareya Pidyon V'yotze, it either works with Kesef, she gives Kesef, and Shtar Admei would be Kesef. That also would be acceptable, but that would be Kesef. But what would be the other way out? Shtar would be not this mitzvah, that wouldn't be Pidyon, but that would be sending her free the other way from the Adon, giving her a Shtar. Okay, generally, we're talking about Mechila. So generally, Mechila is a huge topic in the Achronim. How do we look at Mechila? We just said that Mechila does not work here. An Adon can't say, I'm mochel you, go free. Why doesn't it work? Well, we said, the Gemara says, Kinyan Aguf. But in general, Mechila is a big discussion. The Stipler, in the first Perek in Sanhedrin, in Simon Hay, in the Kehilas Yaakov, discusses this. Of course, the about Machre Ephraim and earlier Achronim. How do we look at Mechila? When I say to you, you know what, keep you owe me $100, keep it. So what does that mean? Did I just as if take your money and give it back to you. You owe me money. So it's as if I have it, I have a shibud on the money. So it's as if I take the money and give it back to you. Is that what mechila is? Or, that's called hakna'a in the language of the Achronim. Or do we say, no, mechila is a siluk. I'm just removing myself. I'm not being makna you anything. I'm removing myself from the picture, so b'meila, if I disappear, you get to keep the money. I'm removing my, you have a chiv to me, but once me disappears, so then there is no chiv. L'may nafkamina. What difference does it make in lamdis, siluk or hakna? A number of nafkamina. Let's say a katan owes me money. Could I be mochel to a katan? So the halacha is, we know that you can't be makna to a katan, generally, according to many rishonim. Ah, some rishonim say that you can be makne to a katan. Das acheres makne. But you can't be kone from a katan. Is mechila a kinyan or not? Bali Tosas in a number of places say you can be makne to a katan. On the first day of Sukkot, you want to give your child a lulav and esrog, and you want to have lachem. You give it to them, but the Mishnah Berurah says maybe you shouldn't do that on the first day, because then you can't get it back from them. You should make sure you're Yosef first and then give it to them, because they can't give it back to you. But can you be mochel? So the stipler says, it depends. If mechila is a hakna'ah, formulation one that we said that you could even do it to a katan, if you hold das acheres makna to a katan. But if you say that it's a siluk, it's just a removal, so maybe it doesn't work by a katan. Maybe it won't work by a katan. Nafkamina number one. Other nafkaminas that are brought up, what about against the will of the lobe? Somebody owes you money and you say, no, keep it, I don't want it. They're like, no, I want to pay you. And you say, no, I'm not accepting your money, I don't want it. And the guy wants to force it upon you. And you say, no, I'm mochel, period. So does that work, bal karchach, of the loveh? So that's an afkamina, says the stipler. If you say that mechila is a hakna, you can't really do a kinyan bal karchach. There's other things like kinyan bal karchach generally. Mashenkein, if you say that mechila is a form of siluk, just removal of myself and my obligations, so then you might be able to say that you could do it even against the will of the loveh. What's the stipler doing in the beginning of Sanhedrin? Because the Gemara there talks about whether mechila requires a kinyan. Whether you have to do a kinyan chalipin, you have to lip off a handkerchief, lip something up, a kli, when you're mochel. So the more it's a kinyan, the more you might need to do that. If you're just removing yourself, then one wouldn't need to do that. So that is a general discussion of mechila in the Achronim. So relating to it here, the Gemara is saying, no matter what you say, even if it's a hakna'ah, it's not good enough to let this Amma Ivriya free because of the Kinyan Haguf, the Kinyan Isser. Okay, but the mitzvah is about pidyon, and for the mitzvah, for sure, one has to give money. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph discusses something that we discussed back in the mitzvah of Petach Hamar, and that is, it's interesting that the Rambam and the Chinuch count this as a separate mitzvah zaseh. Pidyon Amma Ivriya, you might just say Yiyud is the mitzvah. Yiyud's the mitzvah, yes, is mitzvah. If you don't do Yiyud, you don't marry her, then you have to work out that she goes free in some way, including going free through letting her pay off her rest of her years. But that's not true. The Chinuch and the Rambam count it. If you look in there's a sefer, the Tosfos Chitzonios, on Maseches Bechoros, Tosfos Chitzonios says it's not a mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah. Where did they get the shitas from? So, you remember we mentioned that Mishnah in Bechoros, the Rambam himself says, is the source for this. Because what's the language of the Mishnah? We read it to start off the shir today. Mitzvahs Yiyud, Mitzvahs Pediya, Mitzvahs Arifa. It uses all those Lashonos, Mitzvahs Yiyud, Mitzvahs Chalitza. So if you use all that Lashon, so then that is a raya that the Rambam says. The Rambam himself in Mitzvah Pei Beis, Mitzvah Zaseh Pei Beis, when the Rambam discusses the Mitzvah Petach Hamar Arifa, he says, you know what, you might ask me, Lama Manisa Pidoso V'Arifaso Shtei Mitzvahs, V'lo Manisa Doso Mitzvah Achas, V'ti Arifaso Bidinia Mitzvah, Arifa is just a detail, and the Rambam says, look in Shor Zayin, I already wrote that I don't count parts of mitzvos. He says, Hine Yodea HaKel, Hashem knows, Ki Ahekesh Mechayevze, Hashem knows that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to only count one. But you know what? I was meshubit to the text. Lule Masha Matzinu L'Rabo Seinu Lashon Yora Alzeh HaYosem Shtei Mitzvos. V'hu Amru Mitzvahs Pediyah Kodebas L'Mitzvahs Arifa. Mitzvahs Yiyud Kodebas L'Mitzvahs Chalitza. Mitzvahs Yiyud. The Rambam says, what could I do? I really wanted to count it as one mitzvah, but the fact that the Mishnah says that Lashon, so I have to count it. So what, he's just saying it's a linguistic thing? No, the Rambam must be saying that from that language, I understand that it's a separate mitzvah. That's what it's saying. What about the Tosfos Chitzonios, who hold that it's not a mitzvah? Do they have any source? So there is a halacha that might be the source alluding to what they hold. There is a mitzvah that we're going to get to later on in the Torah, in Parshas Re'eh, mitzvah Taf Pei Beis in the Chinuch, the mitzvah of Ha'anaka. The halacha is, when I set an Eved Ivri or an Amma Ivriya free, I basically have to give them a severance package. I have to give them some money when they leave. I can't just let them go free. I have to help them get on their feet. That's Hanukkah. The Gemara learns out in Kiddushin, that Tezayinim obeys, there is no Hanukkah by an Amma Ivriya when you fulfill this mitzvah, Pidyon Amma Ivriya. There's no Hanukkah. You don't have to give her any extra money. Why? Because she is leaving. You are not setting her to leave. That's what the Gemara says. Tezayinim obeys all the way at the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says, right, he continues. The Gemara says, it's not shiluchow imach. You're not sending her, she's leaving. So what do you see from there? You're not really doing anything. So maybe it's not a mitzvah. It's just, if you didn't do yiyud, you have to let her do that. So that might be a ride to the Tosfos Chitzonius. But either way, that is important. Ha'ara, the Minchas Chinuch, points out that the Rambam does count it as a mitzvah, separately, as the Chinuch does, Pidyon and Yir. The Mitzvah HaMelech, Rav Semen points out, though, interesting, that the Chinuch only counts Pidyon Ame Ivriya as a mitzvah, not Pidyon Eved Ivri. Only accepting the money from the woman and not the male. Why should that be? Why should only Pidyon Eved Ivri, why should Pidyon Ame Ivriya be a mitzvah and not Pidyon Eved Ivri? So the Mitzvah HaMelech suggests, maybe, and we alluded to this yesterday, there's a big difference between Mechiras Eved Ivri to Mechiras Ame Ivriya. Mechiras Eved Ivri, what's the goal of this? It's a financial relationship. Right, he stole, or he doesn't have money, so I take him in, and I have to be nice to him, and all the halachas that I have to be nice to him with, but the Iker is the Avdus. Masha'enki by Ame Ivriya, the Iker is not the Avdus. The second that there's a Mechir, it's like Al-Tsnai. You have to do one of these. You're buying her in order to. You do Yiyud, your son do Yiyud, or you do Pidyon. That's built in. It's not just a shifchus relationship. It's not Kishar Avadim. That's what it means. Lo Seitzi Kitzeso Avadim. So that's built in to the original arrangement. So that's how. That could be part of the mitzvah. The Pidyon could be part of the mitzvah. And you know how you see this? A halacha where you see this by, and well, this will finish? The Gemara says that for Pidyon, when you buy an Eved Ivri, you can buy an Eved Ivri for a pruta. For an Ama Ivriya, you have to buy for more than a pruta. Why? Because the Gemara says for an Ama Ivriya, you have to leave open the possibility of Pidyon. What do you mean you have to leave open the possibility of Pidyon? By Eved Ivri also. Eved Ivri also, you can have the concept of Giron Kesef, accepting money to accept. Says the Mitzvah HaMelech. No, the point is because when there's a mitzvah, you have to give a davar chashuv for a mitzvah. So if you're going to be poded the Ame Ivriya, there has to be at least a pruta left in order for it to be considered a mitzvah. Masha'enki and Eved Ivri, not a mitzvah, it's just a way of setting him free. So that's maybe why he suggests that Pidyon Ame Ivriya is a mitzvah, but a Pidyon of an Eved Ivri is not a mitzvah. Okay, that's the little discussion of the Pidyon Ame Ivriya. That shall we continue tomorrow with the third out of four mitzvahs relating to Ame Ivriya. We will continue with tomorrow.